With Michigan Radio, I'm Emily Fox. Metro Detroit has the highest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation. It's also home to the National Arab Orchestra, and that group is trying to preserve Arab culture and build bridges through music. A few key members of the National Arab Orchestra are getting together for rehearsal in a living room in Dearborn Heights.
I need to hear that dude, like.
Director Michael Ibrahim lives here with his wife and baby boy. Ibrahim was born in Metro Detroit, but his parents are from Syria. Other members of the group are first, second, or third generation Arab Americans from countries such as Palestine and Israel. But as Ibrahim explains,
I mean, our orchestra is not strictly Arab.
One member has roots in India, another in Europe. And you can hear that fusion of cultures in rehearsal when Ibrahim switches between Arabic and English.
All right, ready?
Usama Balbaki is Lebanese-American, but grew up in Kuwait. He says this music is helping bring people from all backgrounds together.
In the Middle East and all over the world, people are divided somehow. When you talk about religion, you will find division. When you talk about politics, there is division.
Think about recent headlines involving the Islamic State, the European migrant crisis, or the Iran nuclear agreement. But he says all those walls are broken down when there is music.
I find the music uniting people. Even in the same country, people are divided. In the same village, people are divided. But when you play the music, people are all out there dancing and clapping and enjoying.
And whenever you have an opportunity to bring people together, there's always a chance to break some kind of barrier.
And Ibrahim's taking that a step forward. He and a few members from the orchestra will be going into local schools for a third year for a program to teach students about Arab music and culture.
We're teaching non-Arabs in Detroit. These kids, let's face it, you know, they're probably the only experience they'll have with an Arab is in a gas station, and it's usually not really pleasant.
Ibrahim says sharing the culture through music is helping break down stereotypes.
We teach them about how to sing it, how to perform this music, what are they singing. They take something with them. You transform their way of thinking because you're giving them a different angle, a different perspective.
This year the group will be working with the Detroit School of Arts and with Dearborn Schools.
We're here to, you know, preserve a culture or leave a mark or an imprint in this country about the positive things of Arab culture.
Ibrahim and members of the group say they want this music to reach all types of people. The National Arab Orchestra will perform for the public at the Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts in Detroit on Saturday. I'm Emily Fox, Michigan Radio News.